shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. I'm your good friend and of course your host, Pastor Leke Toba. I'm that voice by the corner speaking the word of salvation. I pray today, may God visit you through this message in the name of Jesus. Child of God, no matter your distance, distance can never be a barrier to the move of the Holy Spirit. We continue with the part two of the message, casting down familiar and monitoring spirits. Child of God, you must have heard of people who travel abroad, and yet right from their village, all they do are well known and monitored by some witches and wizards. They know what he or she is up to in that place. They assign demons to live with such persons spiritually to observe, to watch, to monitor, to police every move of their victim so as to extract information for evil purposes. Child of God, there are people and agents of darkness that collect information about their victims on a daily basis, intending to harm, to share with others who plan harm. They can plot against a family, against children, against the person's finances, a person's business, and in some instances, marriages and even health. A monitoring spirit is like a radar that sees where a person goes to, what and when they do anything. They are the eyes of darkness and the ears of darkness. When a destiny is so difficult to deal with, when the monitoring spirits can't do all that they require them to do, satanic powers then look for familiar spirits that know about the family, the bloodline, and the secret things about that person. Familiar spirits have the database of history of a family and an ancestry. It is important to note, child of God, a person, a people, a family can be monitored using various means. For instance, animals such as dogs, birds, wall gecko, bats, owl, and much more can be used to monitor a person or a people. Number two, human satanic agents can also be used in monitoring their victim. Number three, water spirits can be used to monitor a person. Number four, what a person divulges out about his life or her life, about their business, about their finances, about their well-being, can be used to monitor and, of course, to reveal secrets. Therefore, you should be careful about who you share your secrets with. Number five, monitoring can be done through dreams. Victims of monitoring spirits may experience being pressed down while sleeping, eating in dreams, sexual intercourse, and many other things that occur. Writing examinations in old school, picking snails, and meeting cobwebs physically, among other bad spiritual experiences. If one is under a manipulation of monitoring spirit, it means the devil is trying to steal, to kill, and of course to destroy such destiny or put a limit upon them. Child of God, some time ago, I remember we met a young lady, beautiful and very well respectful. But as she approached us, walking towards us, where we sat, we noticed a spiritual personality, monitoring spirit, was walking directly behind her. The moment the spirit noticed our presence, it couldn't follow her further because a higher power was definitely around. Child of God, there are mysteries in this world that the natural man cannot see. Monitoring spirits work hand in glove with witchcraft to disrupt destinies, frustrate and stop progress, to cut down lives, to destroy careers, even to plant wrong people on the path of a life, to kill, to steal, to divert, to waste, and of course, to destroy. Today, child of God, we continue with the prayers. Be bold, have faith, and invoke the power in the name of Jesus in your prayer. Bible says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Philippians chapter 2 verse 10 through 11 says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in the heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Child of God, I pray that any strange spirit assigned to monitor your progress and destiny will be openly disgraced in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing, I command, let that strange power monitoring your life, your destiny, Let it be chased out by fire in the name of Jesus. Today I pray the fire of the Holy Spirit will envelop you to pray and have dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will take the following prayers and make it with rapid fire. Number one, any monitoring of familiar spirit with my secret, Holy Spirit, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Number two, instruments of darkness monitoring my progress and destiny, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Prayer number three, mirrors of darkness conjuring and invoking me for disaster, be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Prayer number four, whoever is using the power of the dust and power of the water to monitor my life, Holy Spirit, put them under confusion and shame in Jesus' name. Prayer number five, let the power of evil monitoring spirits over my life, over my progress, over my family expire now in Jesus' name. And prayer number six, blood of Jesus, barricade my life from evil monitoring spirits in Jesus' name. Prayer number seven, any satanic monitor used for monitoring my life, destiny and progress, break now and scatter to pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. Prayer number eight, evil monitoring eyes, evil monitoring ears, evil monitoring animals around me be covered with darkness and go blind in the name of Jesus. Prayer number nine, my tongue will not divulge the secret of my destiny to the enemies in the name of Jesus. Now prayer number 10, the last but not the least in this episode, I recover back good and glorious things diverted by monitoring spirits in Jesus' name. Child of God, now I pray with you. Your glory will not be buried. There shall be no dust to dust, no ashes to ashes in your household in the remaining part of this year in Jesus' name. Any strange and satanic animal marauding around you day and night, let the hunters of heaven cut them down in Jesus' name. I decree the sun, the moon, the dust of the earth, and the waters cooperate with you and reject any form of bewitchment hired or formed against you in Jesus' name. So shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Child of God, remember to join the vigil this Friday, 11:30 p.m. Nigeria time. It's deep prayers, and we pray, let the fire of the Holy Ghost come down in that meeting in Jesus' name. We'll be online on our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Also on YouTube, youtube.com/Pastor Toba. And on Facebook, our pages are Hallelujah Everyday, and my personal page at Pastor Leke on Facebook. As the year is rounding up, prayers are very much needed. It will work for you in Jesus' name. Before I round up the podcast, I must say happy birthday to all those celebrating their birthdays and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary. God bless you. May this memorable event remain a blessing and increase you with joy, laughter, and blessings in Jesus' name. Celebration will never cease in your life in the name of Jesus. Child of God, if you appreciate this message, please go ahead and share it. You may just touch someone's heart and bring them closer to the knowledge of truth and, of course, salvation. God bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Thanks so much, child of God, for rebroadcasting our messages and for your kind support in spreading the podcast across many platforms around the world. Thank you also for your support financially to keep the podcast on air. Your effort keeps the messages online. Please feel free to contact us on the mobile lines announced at the end of this podcast or visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more details on how you can be part of this daily devotional podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. or +234 80 2331 9436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.